then they mix in Budapest, the festival there, they mix sand with the grass. It's a bit weird, just so it keeps it dry.
Right.
But then in the big stage, they mix so much sand that you can actually like waft it all together and get another 3 inches high. It's quite amazing.
Yeah, well, we're in front of the jazz stage, jazz world stage at Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Forget where we are for a second then.
Yeah. Where the fuck are we? We're on the pear cider, which is 7%.
Second pint.
All you need is a couple of pints of that and you can be anywhere.
And we're waiting for...
Rodrigo y Gabriela.
Rodrigo y Gabriela.
And she has got the most sexiest voice ever. Although she's only been in guitar tonight.
And who did you describe them to that girl earlier?
They are like two Mexican guitarists that play the guitar really well, but they hit the board of the guitar like a flamenco sound. So it brings a beat in, which sounds like it's more than two people playing.
The only thing I've got to add to that is that they're not like two Mexican guitarists. They are two Mexican guitarists.
Hey, amigo!
Hey, amigo!
We don't need no fucking menos.
There is something that goes, hey, and if I get us man alive!
What?
Okay, never mind.
I think that's lost on everyone. So what are we meeting to tonight? This is Saturday night.
Yeah.
Now you probably can't hear a word we're saying.
No, I think
a
you
massive
can.
Crowd.
I think you can. You'll be quite close to the mic there. And it's got two lights. Is it stereo? Is that why it's got two lights?
No, it's just so you can see it from both sides.
Oh, I see. It's like a Cylon, but it's got the eyes stuck both sides. It's got two eyes. It's a two-eyed Cylon.
It's got two. That big one band.
They never get anywhere. They're a bit like the Irish. They never get anywhere because they've got two brains.
For those of you who are as geeky as us, we're using an Iowa R400. Check it out on the web. You can see those red lights yourself.
The geeks return. What are we going to call these podcasts anyway?
Oh, Dynamite stick them up.
Airdrop Explodes.
Airdrop Express.
Explodes.
Explodes.
Yeah, the teardrop explodes. Explodes.
Airdrop Explodes.
Yeah.
Hence the pear cider. You've got to try the pear cider. It's absolutely amazing.
7%.
7% alcohol. And it tastes like lemonade.
But the real reason I drink it is because it's as strong as 2 pints, so you need one piss. And when
he drinks it as fast as he drinks pints.
And talk shite even quicker.
So tonight we've seen...
Oh yeah, they're...
Not an enormous amount.
No. We went to the Effervescence, whatever it's called. Incandescence,
which is like a Russian or a North African, I'm not sure, sort of acrobat circus.
I'm not sure it was
performance.
Yeah.
The guy who introduced him said that the normal play Bulgaria, places like that, so I imagine that means they're based over that way.
I thought he'd normally be in the Middle East.
Yeah, he said Middle East as well, yeah.
Yeah.
So they weren't from around our way.
That was pretty good though, wasn't it?
That was pretty good. You know, the lighting was nice. There were some pretty impressive acrobatic performances, but nothing really hung together and made sense.
I managed to get in £2.50 off a t-shirt. And what was the t-shirt called? It was
that was more of a performance than the incandescence with a performance. I'm trying to buy a t-shirt off this woman.
Yeah,
it's like him haggling over. Oh, tiny little details and stuff like that. Well, not details, just prices.
Supreme, apparently it's a t-shirt called Supreme Being, which is specially made in Cambridge. It's actually a company. The t-shirts have got their own name in. They're not like Fruity Loops.
All the t-shirts have Supreme Being written on them.
Yeah. But also in the label inside. It's not like what are they called? Those fruit t-shirts where everyone prints their own thing on.
Fruit of the Loom.
Yeah, Fruit of the Loom. And they just print their own ones on. Yeah. So they actually had got a little bit further up the step of t-shirt making.
And it did look pretty good, actually. It was a really nice design. We'll stick that on the website, actually. You can see the t-shirt.
Yeah. So that's my new DJ top. And I managed to get £2.50 off it, but it was dear in the first place.
Where is it anyway?
It's in my pocket.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, it's all crinkled up, so I'm gonna have to uncrinkle it for tomorrow because I want to wear my other glass.
You're
gonna
have to uncrinkle it. You are using your uncrinkler.
Yeah. Well, what I reckon is if I stretch it tight enough, if I get hot enough, it might uncrinkle.
Yeah. I don't think people in Glastonbury are going to be all that bothered about crinkly t-shirts. Everybody's got t-shirts that are caked in mud. And, you know, they've slept in them, essentially. Bear in mind, we didn't know this until today, but only in the artist and technicians areas are there showers. We thought everyone had showers, but none of the punters have showers.
One other interesting thing I noticed today, slightly on a tangent there, was this is the first classroom back after 2 years, and there's definitely a lot more older people than there was 2 years ago. Without a doubt, I mean, I'd say 2 years ago, half of Glastonbury was made up of 18 to 21-year-olds.
But I think my theory about about that is that this year, to get a ticket, you had to pre-register on the web.
Yeah.
You had to then get on once you've been told that you were okay to vote for your ticket, and then you had to vote the ticket, and they went on sale at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And the only people who are clued up enough to do that are people who are old enough to actually plan ahead. So your 16, 17-year-old, 18-year-olds,
yeah,
they're not going to do that because 9 a.m. Sunday morning,
yeah,
they're still in bed going, you know what, I should really get up and order that Glastonbury ticket.
Also, I think the people that had their 2 years off, I thought, you know what, you probably find a lot of people here have been here before. And they thought,
yeah,
you know, it's been 2 years off.
Vengeance.
Yeah, and let's have a big one. I think next year you'll probably find that you'll see it's the same as it was in 2005.
It's also significantly more crowded. There's 40,000 more people at Glastonbury this year,
yeah,
and you can really feel it. Not so much tonight, but last night I could really feel it.
As you get pushed over by
people crowding around us.
But,
oops.
Just as you were saying, it was a bit crowded.
It's a little bit crowded right now. What are you saying? What does it mean?
Spiel.
It just means spiel, whatever it is.
Ow.
Yeah, it's very crowded. Right, we're all moving forward, suddenly.
That's right, I'm so happy about our spot. We've got a sweet spot between the speakers.
Okay.
If these guys keep their seats going, we've still got a bit of space. They're probably planning on standing on their seats so they can see in a minute. And then it'll be extra tall.
Yeah, he's probably going to stay sitting down and he doesn't care. He's just staying. That's his spot. Tristan was telling me that he goes, when he does sound for festivals, you know, at 9 a.m, a guy will turn up, sit down at a special spot, who's been there for the last 25 years, and that's where he sits.
Yeah.
He just turns up at 9.
Yeah.
And then the festival happens all around them, and he doesn't leave that spot.
You find those sort of people all over England in pubs. In a certain seat in a pub.
Yeah, so drink glass.
If you happen to get in there like 15 minutes before they sit down, they're in your seat, they're not comfortable, they're like shifty for the whole night.
Certain urinal in the pub.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's what you call people that are used to routine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Even when they die, their spirit lives on that routine. A good couple of years.
Some people sort of say, oh, you know, that used to be old pissy balls toilet, that one was. That used to be old pissy balls drink, that one was.
Here.
You know, it's like Rodrigo y Gabriela are about to come to stage, so I'm going to turn this off while we watch them.
All right then, well, it's Saturday night, it's Glastonbury, the 22nd, is it?
And it's Cracker Jack.
We didn't actually say